Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti for the 8th Venice International Film Festival. I'm honored to be with David Fincher, who's here to present The Killer, screening here in competition. Welcome.
Thank you very much.
So, first of all, I have to say that one of the most interesting part of this, let's say, anti-hero journey is that once he makes an exception, let's say, all the rules he's always applied seems to don't work anymore. So more
it's
or
a
less
little based on, you know, Mike Tyson's famous quote that, you know, plans are great until you get punched in the face and then you have to improvise.
How did you work on this process, and why did you decide that the best way to follow this path was to get into this train of thought?
Well, it's based on a graphic novel, and so we kind of took the graphic novel as a jumping off point. We really, you know, both Andy, who wrote the script, and I really felt like we I don't know if we believed in this character or that we liked this character, but we certainly felt that he was compelling, and his point of view and the specificity of his point of view was an interesting kind of internal monologue to intercept, and it's you know, for my money, it's a character study, and like him or not, you know, I do think that he has a way of dealing with things that is dramatic.
Was in the novel also this perception the audience has, at least I had it, of not feeling, I don't want to say safe, but, you know, when you see killers on screen, sometimes when they have these very strict rules, and you somehow trust that they're going to be all right, that they will know in every moment what
they're
to
do. They're not in jeopardy?
Yeah.
Is that what you mean?
Yes, and my feeling through the whole process was that I wasn't sure that it was going to be okay.
Good. I mean, that's the stakes. You know, I mean, it's intended to be high stakes. It's intended to be. I joke with Andy, but we talk about it as a tension delivery system. So that's what the story is designed as.
I have to say that it was almost comedic. In a way, you know, there's some parts in which the audience, at least the press,
when laughed. You're dealing with this kind of violence, it always seems to me that you have to have a little bit of a sense of humor about it.
Sure. I read that you wanted Michael Fassbender to do this part. Why?
Yeah, you know? I really couldn't imagine anyone else. I when faced with the idea of, I mean, Michael's very limited in what he can do because of his race car driving, and so we had a very limited window. But for my money, it was like it was either going to be this guy or we wouldn't make the movie.
One last thing, I read that you read this novel and you wanted to adapt this novel since you read it, so it's been some years, but you decided to have Andy to join you on the writing process to finally have
who?
Andy Walker.
Well, we tried to get him in 2007, and he either wasn't available or wasn't interested. And then it just so happened that when the project came back around, and the rights had returned to the author, and he came back and said, you know, what would it take to do this? And I said, well, I'm kind of waiting to see if Andy ever wants to. And he loved Andrew's work, and Andrew finally kind of said, I think I have a way in, I think I have a way to, I have a through line that I understand.
Thank you so much, and good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you, David Fincher, for being here with us and talk about The Killer screening in competition at the 8th Venice International Film Festival. And this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.